wicked man turneth away from his wickedness that he has committed, and doeth that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sin, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Dearly beloved brethren, the Scripture moveth us in sundry places to acknowledge and confess our manifold sin and wickedness, and that we should not dissemble nor cloak them before the face of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, but confess them with an humble, lowly, penitent and obedient heart, to the end that we may obtain forgiveness of the same by his infinite goodness and mercy. And although we ought at all times humbly to acknowledge our sin before God, yet ought we chiefly so to do, when we assemble and meet together to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at his hands, to set forth his most worthy praise, to hear his most holy word, and to ask those things which are requisite and necessary as well for the body as the soul. Wherefore I pray and beseech you, as many as are here present, to accompany me with a pure heart and humble voice unto the throne of the heavenly grace, saying after me. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, who confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who desireth not the death of a sinner, but rather that he may turn from his wickedness and live, and hath given power and commandment to his ministers to declare and pronounce to his people, being penitent, the absolution and remission of their sin. He pardoneth and absolveth all them that truly repent and unfeignedly believe his holy gospel. Wherefore let us beseech him to grant us true repentance and his Holy Spirit, that those things may please him which we do at this present, and that the rest of our life hereafter may be pure and holy, so that at the last we may come to his eternal joy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
O Lord, open thou our lips,
and our mouth shall show forth thy praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
Congregation, alone sit, please.
Yeah.
Here beginneth the 47th chapter of the book of Genesis. Then Joseph came and told Pharaoh and said, "My father and my brethren and their flocks and their herds and all that they have are come out of the land of Canaan, and behold, they are in the land of Goshen." And he took some of his brethren, even 5 men, and presented them unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto his brethren, "What is your occupation?" And they said unto Pharaoh, "Thy servants are shepherds, both we and also our fathers." They said moreover unto Pharaoh, "For to sojourn in the land are we come, for thy servants have no pasture for their flocks, for the famine is sore in the land of Canaan. Now therefore, we pray thee, let thy servants dwell in the land of Goshen." And Pharaoh spake unto Joseph, saying, "Thy father and thy brethren are come unto thee. The land of Egypt is before thee. In the best of the land make thy father and brethren to dwell. In the land of Goshen let them dwell. And if thou knowest any man of activity among them, then make them rulers over my cattle." And Joseph brought in Jacob his father and set him before Pharaoh, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Jacob, "How old art thou?" And Jacob said unto Pharaoh, "The days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have the days of the years of my life been, and have not attained unto the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their pilgrimage." And Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from before Pharaoh. And Joseph placed his father and his brethren and gave them a possession in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramesses, as Pharaoh had commanded. And Joseph nourished his father and his brethren and all his father's household with bread according to their families. Here endeth the first lesson.
Thank you. Here beginneth the 12th verse of the 3rd chapter of the Epistle of St. Paul to the Colossians. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And that let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Here endeth the second lesson.
Thank you.
believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God, Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints,
the forgiveness of sins,
the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. O Lord, show thy mercy upon us.
And grant us thy salvation.
O Lord, save the Queen.
And mercifully hear us when we call upon thee.
Endue thy ministers with righteousness.
And make thy chosen people joyful.
O Lord, save thy people. Give peace in our time, O Lord.
Because there is none other that fighteth for us, but only thou, O God.
O God, make clean our hearts within us.
And take not thy Holy Spirit from us.
O God, who declarest thy almighty power, most chiefly in showing mercy and pity, mercifully grant unto us such a measure of thy grace, that we, running the way of thy commandments, may obtain thy gracious promises, and be made partakers of thy heavenly treasure. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who livest and reignest with the Father and the Holy Ghost, one God, world without end.
Amen.
O God, from whom all holy desires, all good counsels and all just works do proceed, give unto thy servants that peace which the world cannot give, that both our hearts may be set to obey thy commandments, and also that by thee, we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness, through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. For the love of thy only Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Souls of the faithful departed, to the mercy and love of God, rest in peace. Amen. Congregation, please be seated.
Thank you.
Let us pray. As we come before you, Lord, this afternoon, we pray for your blessing upon us. We pray that you would hear our prayers. We bring before you first our nation, Heavenly Father. We bring especially our Parliament. Most gracious God, ruler of the nations, we pray for the Parliament of this nation, both federal and state and local. Remember Scott, our Prime Minister. Remember our local federal member, Paul Fletcher. Our state leader, Gladys. We remember our state representatives, Alistair and Jonathan. Our mayor, Jennifer. And we remember our local representatives, Cheryl and Peter. We ask that you would continue to direct their work and influence their decisions to the advancement of your glory, the safety and welfare of this country, so that peace and happiness, truth and justice may be established among us. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Father, we bring before you our nation in time of drought. All things look to you, O Lord, to give them their food in due season. Look in mercy on your people and hear our prayer for those whose lives and possessions are threatened by drought. In your mercy, restore your creation and heal our land. So guide and bless your people that we may enjoy the fruits of the earth and give you thanks with grateful hearts. And so, Heavenly Father, we pray that you might be pleased to pour rain onto your land. We pray for this time of need, rain to water the earth, that we may receive its produce to strengthen and sustain us, and to always praise you for your bounty. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We pray for our homes and our families. Almighty God and Heavenly Father, your Son Jesus Christ shed at Nazareth the life of an earthly home. Bless our homes, we pray, that parents and children may be bound to each other by mutual love and honour, and come to a knowledge of your love for them. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We pray for our church. We pray especially for this parish. We pray for this diocese. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for the opportunity for ministry in this place. We thank you for the guiding of your Holy Spirit. Help us to be ever mindful of your leading and calling by that selfsame Spirit, that we may always seek to do your will in this place. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Bountiful God, give to this parish a faithful pastor who will faithfully speak your word and minister your sacraments, and an encourager who will equip your people for ministry and enable us to fulfill our calling. Give to those who will choose wisdom, discernment, patience, and to us give warm and generous hearts. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
And Father, this evening as we come before you, we remember also the Diocese of Bathurst as they announce their new bishop, Mark Calder. We pray for him. We pray for the parish of Noosa and Sunshine Coast. We pray for Mark and Sue as they prepare to take up this high calling. And we pray for the people of the Diocese of Bathurst as they prepare to receive their new Father and God. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Father, we pray for the Diocese of the Murray. Pray for myself as I seek to lead it. Father, we pray for wisdom, insight, patience. And we pray, Heavenly Father, for your Holy Spirit to move and go before me in all my works and in all my doings, that in everything done in your name, it may glorify your name and bring forth the kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Go before us, O Lord, in all our doings with your most gracious favour, and assist us with your continual help, that in all our works begun, continued and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name, and finally by your mercy obtain everlasting life. through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, who has given us grace at this time with one accord to make a common supplication unto thee, and dost promise that when two or three are gathered together in thy name, thou wilt grant their requests. Fulfill now, O Lord, the desires and petitions of thy servants, as may be most expedient for them, granting us in this world knowledge of thy truth, and in the world to come life everlasting. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Mouth, the meditation of all our hearts, be always acceptable before you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So, how does one conclude 15 years of ministry in one place? Although, as I reminded the congregation at 9:30, I was told at 8 o'clock it's actually only 14 years and 10 months, Father Keith. Sorry about that. How does one conclude a period of time? At the moment, I'm the longest-serving rector of this century. Not the longest-serving. I think Father Roy is the longest at 29 years, but I'm not sure about Mr. King. I'd have to double-check on the thing. There's a number of good long incumbencies. But 15 years is not bad. What do I say?
Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, probably. Or I could say, and now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. No. Or I could say the words of the apostle, I'm being poured out as a libation and the time for my departure has come. I'm surprised that that wasn't actually in the readings for today. That's usually, they usually throw that in as the New Testament reading for when somebody's departing. But I'm not aware that I'm dying like St. Paul was, but, you know, I suppose we will die eventually. But what I want to do today is to encourage both the faith community here at St. John's and the secular community, for whether you like it or not, whether you understand it or not, you are inextricably linked. And that link needs to continue and to be rediscovered, which is one of the foci that I've had here at St. John's. And as I look out onto this congregation, which is actually, I have to say, a bit overwhelming, there's Ray and Conrad from Bay 313 at the SCG. Sydney Swans tragics. We've shared mostly losses at the SCG this year, but they did have a good win at the last game of the year, which I wasn't able to be there for. I see my former commanding officer from Ovens, Commander Parkin, in the congregation. It is just overwhelming to see him. And other people from different walks of life. Our representatives of our local council, Cheryl Chateau and Peter Kelly, it's lovely to see you here. Jonathan and Alistair and Paul, all people who I've really had a lovely long engagement with over these last 15 years. But the starting point for the community of faith here at St. John's has to be that we are made in the image and likeness of God. If that is true, and I believe it is, then it's true for every human person, no matter who they are. Each person has their own dignity, value, and worth, not in their gender, their sexuality, their race, colour, or anything else, except that they are made in the image and likeness of God. That is where their value, worth, and dignity comes from. And as a result of that reality, whether people recognise it or not is irrelevant. If it's true, it's true, whether it's recognised or not. It's a bit like the Flat Earth Society believing that the Earth is flat. Well, it's just not. And just because they don't believe that the Earth is a globe doesn't make it not what it is. The reality is the reality. So just because people might not believe in God doesn't mean there is a God, and it doesn't mean that they're not made in his image and likeness. And it's up to each of us who understand that reality to make that reality manifest to the world around us, and for us that is here in Gordon. That's why one of my foci has been to engage with the wider community, why the parish needs to continue to do that. There was a time when the church was the centre of the community, but somewhere along the way, we abrogated that responsibility and lost the centre. And it's hard to get back, especially with all the issues of the church in the news over the last few years. However, that does not mean that we should curl up into a ball and hide away. We need to get out there. We need to be showing the love of God in Christ Jesus to the world that desperately needs it. And so we have had some mixed blessings in that strategy. I think of the great success of the food bank and drive we had for Lifeline all those years ago. You know, we collected enough food for Lifeline to provide food hampers for 6 months, just from our parish. As an aside, one of the funny outcomes at that time was that concurrently with the food drive, I was assisting some shopkeepers here in Gordon to prevent a brothel opening from near McDonald's. Some of you may recall that time. It was a rather humorous time, but it wasn't really humorous. It would have given a whole new meaning to the phrase, would Sir like fries with that? As I went around with others to collect food, many people asked me, so Father Keith, how's your brothel going? Now, I know I was a sailor who never went into a brothel, However, I had to remind the inquirers two things. That A, it wasn't my brothel, and B, by the time we got round to it, doing the food drive that is, it had finally been rejected. However, it was a source of much amusement for quite a while. And in one sense, St John's has had a presence in the community through the op shop, and it is a very good connection. But we need to remind ourselves that it's not just about people coming to us on our terms, which happens at the op shop. We also need to go out from this place into the community and interact with them on their terms, which are not always comfortable terms. I think of the homelessness situation here in Gordon, domestic violence, refugees, relationship distress, and the like. Here is where our understanding of humanity as made in the image and likeness of God is vital, for it is in this understanding that we can encounter people not as they seem, but as they are, made in the image and likeness of God. And it is vital. It is vital that in this understanding we can encounter people in his image and likeness, and therefore they are able to be loved, even when they don't feel loved, even when we don't feel like loving them, to give them dignity, even when they don't feel that they have any dignity left, or we feel like giving them any dignity, and so on. And to the wider community, I say, please embrace the new guy. I have no idea who he is. Lots of people say to me, so Father Keith, who's the new guy? What's he like? And I have to say, I have no idea who it is. I don't even think they've started looking, but they haven't even had a meeting with the diocese, as I understand it, but I don't know. I'm not involved in the process. And it's dangerous if rectors get involved in choosing their successor. It has gone south so many times. So please embrace the new guy, whoever he is. He will not be like me. Apparently, I am unusual. You don't have to agree. I get that response often, actually. Engage with the church. I often get this sort of response from people outside the church. They say to me, I don't go to church, Father Keith. I do believe in God, but I feel that the church has too many hypocrites in it for me to go. And in my less than generous moments, I respond, why deny the church one more? It doesn't happen very often, I have to say, but in my less generous moments. The church is not perfect. You only have to look at me to figure that out. For although we are made in the image and likeness of God, through sin we are flawed. Everyone has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We understand that, but we also understand that in the person of Jesus who died on a cross and rose 3 days later, we have the means of forgiveness of our failure and the opportunity for a new relationship, a new start with God and with one another. And so I say to the St John's community, continue to come to grips with that reality in your own life and come to appropriate it for yourselves each and every day. If you do not understand the faith yourselves, how are others going to learn? They can only learn through you. Coming to church on a Sunday is not enough. You have to live and breathe your faith each and every day. And to do that will require you saying your prayers, reading your Bible, and engaging with the community of faith here. Happily, much of that is already happening here at St John's, as we see people come to faith, being converted and making that profession of faith for themselves, as we had this morning at 9:30. But you, the people of Gordon, need to continue to do that each and every day. Hopefully, I have shown you something of how to do that, and that you can actually do this. You can actually do this. It doesn't rely on me, and it won't be reliant on the next guy either. I am not perfect. You all know that. But I thank you for giving me the room to help you become the people that we all need to become and realise who we are, made in the image and likeness of God and therefore having value and worth. In the name of God, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. Amen.
granted to your people the manifold gifts of the Spirit. Grant amid the changes of the world that your church may abide and be strengthened in ministry through your continuous outpouring of your gifts. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
Thank you.
gracious and loving God, you have bound us together for a time in your rector and people of God to strengthen and encourage the work of your kingdom here in Gordon. We give you thanks for the ministries which we have shared. Lord, we thank you for your patience with us. We thank you for your forgiveness and your mercy. We thank you for your guiding presence with us through this time and for the deeper knowledge of you and of each other which we have gained. We thank you for opening our hearts and minds to you, to your word, spoken, heard and lived, for restoring us with your love and for feeding us so abundantly with the sacrament of the body and blood of your Son. Now we pray, be with these who leave and with those who stay. Grant that all of us, drawing ever nearer to you, may always be close to each other in the transforming power of the love of Jesus Christ. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
I'm sorry that Father Rob can't be here tonight. Archdeacon Rob is unavoidably unable to come, and I'm the B team for Father Rob. Heavenly Father, thank you for your servants, Keith, Alice, Rachel, Benjamin, Rebecca, and Matthew. Thank you for their time among us and for their diverse ministries. Be with them as they travel, whether together or apart. Help them always to seek succour and solace in you, the source of all joy and peace, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
We thank you for raising up among us faithful servants of word and sacraments. We thank you, gracious God, especially for the work of Keith among us and the presence of his family here. Grant that he and we may serve you in the days ahead and always rejoice in your glory and come at length into your heavenly kingdom through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Now we pray, be with those who leave and with us who stay, and grant that all of us, by drawing ever nearer to you, may always be close to each other in the communion of your saints. All this we ask for the sake of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord.
You can go back. Yeah, you can go back now. They're all sitting there. Would you please stand? The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, be amongst you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Before Jim starts up on the organ, I would just like to remind everybody that you are very welcome to repair into the hall where there will be an opportunity, I believe, to further embarrass me and my family, probably mainly me, but you're very welcome to come and participate in that and so please don't feel that you have to go away unless, of course, you do. Thank you.